to be a lonely place. It can be very crowded, and there's room for everybody. And not only room for the people that have made it there, like all the members of Envy Namava, but for people that are on their way, for people that are struggling, for people that have dreams, and are not only dreaming them and leaving them on their pillows, they're living their dreams. And you guys have decided to come together and help those people that were once in your shoes. So that's incredibly commendable, and I admire it greatly, and that makes me honored and blessed once again to be here. The other thing that makes me very happy to be here is that I am also an immigrant. I come from Colombia. I left my country when I was 17 years old, and I came here to study at Boston University because I had the dream of being a reporter. And in my yearbook, I wrote the following quote. It says, "I will achieve my goals and rise, but I will never reach so high that I would ever forget those who helped me get there. Alcanzaré mis metas y creceré, pero nunca llegaré tan alto que pueda olvidar a la gente y a las circunstancias que me ayudaron a llegar allí." So, I was only 17 when I wrote that in my yearbook. And now here I am, 24 years later. I'm going to save you the math, I'm 41. Surrounded by a group of incredible people who have lived up to and surpassed my youthful aspirations. You have all turned your dreams into hugely successful realities. You have managed to look ahead without leaving your past behind. And here today, in this bautizo, you have come together to help each other out. And you're committing yourselves to building a better and brighter future for the community that helped you grow. And that is very admirable. You have not forgotten your roots, you have not forgotten your history, and you have not forgotten your stories. You proudly carry the badge of being Mexican American, and let nobody mistake that. You also know you are immigrants of humble beginnings. Rolando proudly remembers that he started washing dishes, and he does not hide that. Amelia shared with me in a very candid interview how the Cejas risked it all, moved together into a small house on a small vineyard, and took on a mortgage they didn't know if they could pay, but they did. And Hugo, eternally grateful to his dad, Mr. Lupe, still calls himself, as many of you do, a campesino. Admirable again. And I believe your stories and each one of your stories is very important because success leaves a trail. And it's not just the hard work. The difference with all of you and many other successful people that I have had the privilege to interview through my 20 years of career as a reporter is that you have focus and unshakable faith. You didn't think about if I make it. You decided to say when I make it. And I think that is the spirit of this wonderful organization that is coming to life today. It is about the dreams that already have come true, and also about many more that are solidly on their way. The formula, you guys have proven, we have all tasted it, is very simple. It's a right mixture of faith, hard work, unwavering dreams and ideals, history and stories, masterfully mixed together into bottles of wines for the world to taste and the world to experience. True delights and inspiration for many generations to come. And now let's turn to a brief video of the history of Envy Mava.